Reliable 100% fiber internet, kaya ang sarap maging tambahay with Red Fiber.
The Department of Education is under scrutiny after the Commission on Audit flagged it for buying 2.4 billion pesos worth of pricey and outdated laptops for teachers. In its 2021 report, the COA revealed that the DepEd, through the Budget and Management Department's procurement service, bought almost 39,600 laptops with Intel Celeron processors for 58,300 pesos each. Intel Celeron processors are more expensive than the MacBook Air with the advanced M1 chip, whose price starts at 57,990 pesos. COA is seeking an explanation from the DepEd why the laptops it bought were priced at 58,300 pesos each. This even as its approved budget for the contract was set only for 35,046 pesos and 50 centavos per unit. This means the laptops DepEd bought exceeded by 23,253 pesos and 50 centavos per unit. The COA notes the delivered laptops to the National Capital Region were too slow because the processor is Intel Celeron, which is outdated, and the price is too high based on the specifications. In a statement Friday, August 5, the DepEd says questions on overpriced laptops can be answered by PSDBM because they were the procuring entity. The DepEd adds it is taking steps to address the COA audit report. In a statement on Saturday, August 6, PSDBM Executive Director Dennis Santiago says his agency will fully cooperate. The Philippine Statistics Authority on Monday, August 8, reports that the country's underemployment rate went down to 12.6% in June from 14.5% in May. This translates to a decrease of 780,000 people looking for more hours of work from the 6.67 million in May to 5.89 million in June. The latest PSA data means more workers were employed on a full-time basis in June, but it also indicates that higher prices are holding back labor market recovery. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate remains unchanged at 6% in June. This translates to 2.99 million jobless Filipinos. Over 1.5 million more Filipinos joined the labor force in June 2022 compared to the same month in 2021, bringing total employment to 46.6 million. But while employment figures improve, there are indications that inflation is threatening the recovery of the labor market. Digital forensics company Curium Media finds that the method used to attack some Philippine news websites include tapping several thousands of domains classified as referrer spam. Referrer spam is a black hat digital marketing technique that involves flooding a website with fake visits coming from fake referrer URLs so they would appear in the traffic logs of the target site. Ahead of the May 2022 elections, news organizations such as Rappler, ABS-CBN News, GMA News, PhilStar, Verifiles, Alter Media, Bulatlat, and CNN Philippines found themselves at the receiving end of heightened distributed denial of service or DDoS attacks. At their peak, newsrooms struggled to keep their websites up while readers trying to access the sites affected were being served 403 or 404 error messages. This slows down the target site and takes up resources without really resulting in page views. On a massive scale, this could cause websites to go down. Blackpink gives fans a 6th-year anniversary to remember as the K-pop girl group announces its official comeback date on Monday, August 8. The group shares a simple black poster with two pink fans to announce that members Jisoo, Rosé, Jennie, and Lisa will be returning with their pre-release single Pink Venom on Friday, August 19. Fans can already pre-save the track on Spotify and Apple Music. The group's full album, Born Pink, is slated for a September drop. An exact release date has yet to be announced. The group announced it will be going on a world tour starting in October. This marks Blackpink's first comeback nearly 2 years after the four-piece K-pop girl group dropped its first studio-length album, The Album, with Lovesick Girls as its title track. Showbiz icon Sherry Hill died on Friday, August 5, at the age of 59. In a statement on Sunday, August 7, Sherry's son Rafael expresses their family's gratitude to those who extended their love and concern for their mom. He says his mom was diagnosed with a rare form of endometrial cancer after relocating to New York in October 2021. The late actress then received treatment at the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. Rafael says it was his mom who wanted to keep her condition within their family. Celebrities, friends, and relatives pay tributes online to the showbiz icon. Sherry Hill was famous for her role as Lavinia Arguelles in 1985's Between Walang Ningning and as Chining Ojeda in 1982's Oro Plata Mata. She also starred in the 1980 film Manila by Night and played the character Kano. She is fondly remembered by many for being a true friend, a sweet person, and a one-of-a-kind icon in the industry.